to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's my great privilege and high pleasure to be able to welcome a great American who has, among other things, myriad connections to the land we're celebrating on St. Paddy's Day. He is Rob Muse, a fighting Irishman by virtue of his law degree from Notre Dame University. He is a remarkable resource on matters involving the law and national security, informed by his experience as a combat Marine veteran. Also, his time spent with the Thomas More Law Center and now with an extraordinarily important public interest law firm, the American Freedom Law Center, of which he is one of the founders with David Yerushalmi, two good friends and great colleagues of ours. I'm very pleased to have Rob Muse with us to talk a little bit about this malpractice, it seems to me, with respect to the president's revised executive order on immigration. Rob Muse, welcome back. It's good to have you, and happy St. Patrick's Day for you.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well, Frank, and great to be with you as always.
So am I wrong in describing this as malpractice, given what we know about the executive order and the ruling that's been now handed down by this judge, Derek Watson, in Hawaii to block its implementation?
I quite frankly, I think malpractice might be a little bit too light. This is a very dangerous decision. It's one that this judge had absolutely no authority to issue. I mean, under the Constitution, the powers of the president to deal with matters of national security and foreign affairs is virtually plenary. I mean, the courts have even developed a doctrine called the political question doctrine, where they realize that their authority does not go into such matters, and they are not permitted to resolve those types of issues.
And this was, in fact, in a ruling from the Supreme Court itself, as I understand it. Is that right?
It's an entire doctrine that has been developed through multiple rulings from the Supreme Court, and appropriately so. You know, a court is in no position to decide what is in the best national security interests of the United States. The court is in no position to decide what our policy should be vis-a-vis other foreign nations. Zero. I mean, quite frankly, this is getting very close to an impeachable offense, in my view. So, you're going a little light on this, judge, to say that this is just legal malpractice. This is dangerous precedent.
One of the reasons why it's a delight to have you on, Rob, is you're my legal counsel. So I'm delighted to be able to inform and improve my game here. When you look at what has been done with this order, at the behest, let's be clear, of a Sharia supremacist in Hawaii who is claiming that he's being irreparably harmed because his mother-in-law can't come to this country for 90 days under the executive order. It does seem as though it's not simply overreaching. It is bizarre. And the upshot of it, in addition to the one you've mentioned, Rob, of course, in terms of infringing on the president's powers, is to create a whole class of people who have rights that has never been contemplated, as best I can tell, under our Constitution, nor is it comprehensible how they could be given the ability to exercise those rights to come to this country. Talk a bit about that, if you would, please.
No, you're exactly right. And obviously, a country without a border and without an ability to defend that border from those that they deem to be dangerous, I mean, you no longer have a country. I mean, so even if you grant that this, plaintiff had this irreparable harm by not being able to have his mother-in-law, come over here, which is absurd when you balance it amongst the other competing interests, there was no basis for issuing an injunction in this particular case. I mean, there are such grave, strong public interests to ensure that this order is in place that it absolutely trumps, no pun intended, this claim of irreparable injury of not being able to see your mother-in-law within 90 days. But that's even getting beyond the point that the court has absolutely zero authority to interfere in these particular matters. Our government is co-equal branches of government, lest we forget. And there are certain areas of government that the courts should not interfere with. They are not legislatures. We see it all the time, which is a problem. They legislate from the bench, but they're certainly not foreign policy experts. They have zero authority in that area.
Rob, I understand that if in the event that we see the Ninth Circuit do what it did the last time around, which is essentially validate this malpractice, malfeasance, overreaching, however you want to describe it, that this would go to the Supreme Court, at which point the American Freedom Law Center would likely offer an amicus brief in support of the president's position on this. Talk a little bit about the legal theory as you see it going forward.
Well, certainly, and because we obviously, as an organization that has grave concerns about our national security and are battling, those fights here domestically, and certainly we want to uphold the president's authority to deal with a foreign threat to our nation, and so it'd be absolutely, I think, imperative that we weigh in and we give voice to these concerns. So it's real important, and I think I even heard. It was either earlier today, Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard law professor, he said this thing is dead on arrival at the U.S. Supreme Court. And I fully agree. Even leaving aside the fact that the president has such, literally plenary authority in this particular area, the argument that this somehow violates the Establishment Clause because the nations that we happen to target, the ones who breed jihadists, are happen to be Muslim. So this somehow violates the Establishment Clause. It's absolutely absurd. And I've heard arguments too where people have said, well, there's no evidence that anybody from those countries actually came here and committed a terrorist act. Look, the job of the president is to prevent a future terrorist act, not to wait till one occurs and then point back. And oh, by the way, does this judge seriously think that these nations that have been identified aren't breeding ground for jihadists who have adverse interests to the United States? I mean, the whole underlying, factual basis, legal basis, every aspect of this ruling is just fundamentally wrong.
Let me just ask you, even if the president were actually trying to prohibit people from coming to this country on the grounds that they are Sharia supremacists who don't share our values and who are therefore, as far as he's concerned, a threat and should not be admitted, is it within his constitutional and statutory authority to make that, definition of the bearing of the bar to such immigration?
Absolutely, absolutely. And nobody has anyone who is a foreigner to this nation has zero rights to come to this country. Zero. I mean, there is no constant. We don't. Give constitutional rights to the Taliban and Afghanistan or Al Qaeda or anybody else or any other resident of these foreign nations. They're not American citizens. They don't have constitutional rights. They have no right to be here. The president can limit who comes into this country, foreigners, for virtually any reason. Like I said, that authority is plenary. But to tie it to a direct national security threat, my goodness, that is unassailable. And it's no business of a court to say what is and what is not.
Rob, we have to leave it at that, I'm afraid. There's so much more to talk about, and we'll look forward to covering this story with you as we get further along in this saga. If you want to help express your support for what President Trump is doing in trying to protect our country, folks, I hope that you'll check out immigrationpause.org. Rob Muse, thank you for your time today and for all the great work you do at the American Freedom Law Center for God and country. Keep it up, my friend. Come back to us soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.